Good morning, it's the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show.
It's the last day of the David Tennant Breakfast Show.
With very special button pusher, Christian O'Connell.
There he
See,
is.
I finally got into the order of it.
Yeah.
Starting half an hour's time, you can bid for the Mankey bed that has been owned for 15 years by David Tennant. Right now, though, let's get the latest news with Andrew Bailey.
It's 6 o'clock.
Hello.
What's this about Frank Lampard and his legs?
Well, apparently what happened is he strained a thigh in training, although it could be down to the fact that the FA are trying to scrimp on money, and so they travelled in economy class. There's not enough
Hang
room
on,
in the
our
leg.
National team that are playing the World Cup next year, we're all back in, you know, where we go, the Grockle class.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I was as shocked as you are. But
the free complimentary nuts.
Well, exactly, and that's all they got, apparently. But apparently the FA are looking at a hefty bill, possibly, from Chelsea. Seeking compensation. So, yeah, don't travel economy class is the message.
So Frank's not playing in this Brazilian match?
He's not playing, and he could be out until the new year.
What, because he sat in a seat?
Well, I mean, that's obviously the short version of the story. But, yes.
Oh, what's the long one?
What's the long one, yeah. what are you keeping from us? what information are you holding back?
I mean, listen, look, the way these news and sport headlines, we're fine with the headlines, but sometimes if there's a longer story that's pertinent, well, we'll sit round and listen to you.
Well, I just want to keep you excited for the 6:30, because I'll go into a little more detail.
Oh, look at that. He's good. What a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
No.
Here's the deal. At Sainsbury's until Tuesday, you can get a litre bottle of...
Six. So, big news today about the merger with British Airways. Proposed merger with British Airways and Iberian Airways. I wonder what the... if they do merge, what the company would be called.
Biberia? Right, what are you doing?
Well, I'm doing what you suggested in terms of material on today's show.
That was what you came up with just before 6 o'clock, Richie.
Yeah.
Here's right. Today's funnies. Yesterday, Richie came in. I'm on it!
I'm on it! And today you said, oh, I see British Airways might be merging with Iberian Airways. I wonder what the new company would be called.
It was an
As if I'm going to, you know... Top of Moyles and Wogan with that kind of zing.
It was an observation. It wasn't me sort of issuing an edict saying,
but we were having a meeting about what to talk about on the show.
Yes.
We all went round the room.
Kind of gave satire.
We all chicked something in and you went...
And that was one of probably about 20 suggestions.
Wow.
And you picked the worst one.
What's your job title?
Executive producer.
So you think that at some point today I should carve out a little bit of time with the audience at the time they won't get back to chat about what the new company might be called.
The irony is you
Did you listen to a lot of Dave Lee Travis when you were growing up?
You may get some texts.
Yeah, I don't want to read them, okay? All right, then, on today's show, when are we opening up the lines for the bed auction? What are we calling it? Bid for the bed?
Bid for the bed, yes, at 6:30.
Bid for the bed. It's not the most inventive title, is it?
I was about to say, bid for the bed.
The bed bid.
Bedathon?
Well, it's not really a bedathon.
Bed of dreams.
A bedathon would be if you're lying in the bed, how long can you lie in the bed for?
Well, judging by the look of it this morning, not very long, because someone's printed off some things saying this bed is prone to collapse.
Some health and safety officer has been rained. It's political correctness gone mad!
So you can win this morning by 9:30 to the highest bidder, David Tennant's bed.
Yeah.
Will finally leave this station. Have you seen the amount of emails that have gone around yesterday? It's had to be moved around 4 different floors because yesterday Jarvis Cocker came in to record a session here, right?
Did he? On the bed?
Amazing.
Oh.
Right, but they had to fold the bed away. Then it had to be put back up. Then the work experience had to fold it back down, put it up in reception as well. It's been moved around this building. That mattress?
Yeah.
15 years of...
At least...
mattressing. It's the whole thing seems to stink as well. And
it doesn't stink.
I'll accept
that it's not the most delicious piece of furniture.
There's a smell to
it. It's not a stench.
Oh, there
if
is.
If there's a stench, that's happened since it moved to Absolute. If the stench is Jarvis Cocker's, it's nothing to do with me.
And the slats are movable.
Oh, yeah. They're not fitted in any particular way. It's just bits of wood laying across a metal base.
And obviously, you listen to all this right now thinking, well, I'd love this. Wonky slats. a smell.
Prone to collapse.
A stained mattress from a man who's had it for 15 years.
Yeah.
And hit showbiz heights during that time.
Pointy bits that could cut your ear off.
Well, cut your ear off, you have your eye out. So this is going for children in need. And obviously, if you bid for this and you have kids, they will be in need because just like Pudgy's got one eye missing.
You don't give this to kids.
Well, you're a doctor. Someone will want this for their kids.
Caveat emptor. That must be slapped over this.
We're not going to hit the end of this bed, are we, Richie? We're going to get calls forever about the poor person that actually gets this bed. So if you want to bid for the bed, the money, it will go to the highest bidder. What are we setting the reserve at?
I think we set the reserve at £100. And that's...
Is it worth it?
I think we'll be lucky, to be honest. I think we'll be doing very well if we scratch up to 100.
Poor old Pudsey.
I can bring it back down to 50 if you wish.
No, I think we have to set it at £100.
Let's start at 100.
Yeah. £100.
And it's not worth it.
Let's aim high.
I don't know, if you sold it on eBay or something.
To be honest, it's wrought iron. There's probably scrap metal in it.
That is not wrought iron. It's tin or whatever it is. Aluminium.
It's wrought tin.
It's wrought tin.
That's worth...
And it's not, like, I would call a big double bed, in case people are thinking,
I think it's maybe only like a 1.5 size.
Exactly. It's a midget.
It keeps it cosy. It's nice.
And it's also got a Doctor Who bedspread. Yes. That is your own.
That's probably worth more than the bed, to be honest.
So, 6:30, you can call in a bid for the bed. But between now and 7:00, I asked you this yesterday on Twitter, who fancies an early morning alarm call from David Tennant? David's been wading through the, and I'm serious, right, hundreds and hundreds of emails that have come in over the last almost 24 hours. Hang on, let me turn this bad music off. Do that again. He's not used to radio, is he?
That wasn't a great sound effect, was it?
Drop the pile, if it
shall
was
I,
me.
Shall
I'd
drop the pile?
The pile,
okay,
yes.
I'm going to... This is the...
These are just the ones that came in the first half an hour yesterday.
That's better.
There
Did
we
get
go.
That?
And
you
a
get
flourish. That? He threw it on the floor. Do you know where he threw it up on an altar floor and looked at you like, go and pick that up? I would have thrown it up and then gone to get it. He's not moved.
I'm going to get it. I'm getting it now.
All right, what's the first person we pick from the pile then? And that's the person we'd try next.
Literally, or do you want... Because we've got this one.
So one you prepared earlier?
This is one I prepared earlier.
Who's that?
This is from Ashley.
Yeah.
And it says, hello, I'd love to be woken up by David Tennant's sexy Scottish voice, well, but preferably not before 7 a.m. as I'm on the booze tonight for a colleague's leaving due.
Right, we're calling them up next.
What, by 6? Perfect.
Minutes past 6. So poor Ashley, who did email me saying they'd like an early morning alarm call from David Tennant today. No number.
No number on the email. We've scoured it.
Right, so who have we got now then?
So instead we've got Catherine. Catherine's a theatre nurse.
Yeah.
I presume that means she works in a hospital rather than she's an actor.
Theatrical
nurse. In a theatre somewhere. Could he ring any time between 6:45 and 7:50? Well, we're a bit early, that's all right.
Yeah,
come on.
It's an early morning alarm call.
Yeah. So this is Catherine.
Yeah, hello.
Catherine, you're up already. I thought we were going to be waking you up.
Yeah.
You just did, yeah.
So did you think we'd call?
No.
Oh, bless you. So your email went to bed and then have we really woken you up?
Yeah.
So are you in bed?
I've just woken up, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, look, here's DT.
Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, David.
Where are you now? Where's that accent?
Newcastle.
Very nice. And what hospital are you working in?
I work in Hexham General.
What time do you start?
I started 8 o'clock this morning.
And then, are you straight in the theatre? Are you scrubbing and...
I am, yes.
Slicing and dicing?
Yeah, orthopaedics.
Oh, what does that mean? So what kind of operations is that?
Hips and knees.
Hips and knees?
Oh, is it mainly, it's mainly the elderly?
Quite a lot of the time, yeah.
You probably see Russ Williams before Christmas. I think he needs his new hip job done, doesn't he? Another one coming in.
Yeah, might do, yeah.
Yeah. So you're looking forward to seeing Doctor Who Sunday night, BBC One?
Yeah, fantastic.
Are you on a shift then, or are you free?
No, I'm free.
Very good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah. Well, listen, Kathleen, thank you very much for being around this morning. You're the first one, first success as well. That's great news.
Thank you very much.
Hey, that's right. Have a nice weekend.
Okay, and you.
Have a great day.
Thanks, David. Bye.
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 Oh, she was lovely. 10 minutes time. Will we get a single bid for David Tennant's bed? The auction lines are the normal phone number 0330 123 1215. It starts in 10 minutes time. Let's get the latest travel about Frank Lampard's legs on that plane.
Oh, that's good. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that and the radar aware, that we're sorted, aren't we?
I know, we're made. 6:29 on Absolute Radio. All right, let's get David Tennant to give someone else an early alarm call right now. Let's try Alex right now. Now, Alex, have you got her email? What has she got? What does she need waking up for?
Alex is in Sheffield, and she needs waking up because 2 days ago she learnt to dive and turn, and so today she's got her first swimming competition.
Right, let's see if...
Quite understand what this means.
Let's see if Alex is going to pick up. So Alex is at Sheffield Uni?
Sheffield Uni, yeah. 19 years old. Right. Alexandra Savage.
All right, let's try Alexandra Savage. It should be cool.
Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
Is that Alexandra Savage?
It is, yeah.
Have you just woken up?
I have,
You sound a little sleepy there, Alex.
I am a bit, yeah.
Yeah, well, come on, we're waking you up. Get up!
I am up, I'm up.
You got to get into your swimsuit in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, don't sound too keen.
No, I'm not.
So listen, Alex, did you think that David Tennant would give you a call?
Not really, because I sent it really late. So I kind of thought that I didn't have much chance, really, but I thought...
No, it leapt out. The detail about the swimming competition...
Yeah, what is this? What, you're sort of... What is this? You're picking up a brick in your pyjamas or something? What is this?
What, the swimming competition?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to travel to Sheffield because it's a university competition, so I have to get up the crack of dawn to get there. And yeah, we just kind of compete over the weekend in various different races. You just have to swim, basically, like
but
a swimming race.
I don't mean to be rude, but if you've only just learnt to dive, how come you're on the swimming team?
Because there's like, I know, tell me about it, there's like loads of, we don't have many people. And
they're
I was
making up the numbers.
And I was just asked over Facebook if I wanted to do it. And
what kind of team is this? They're recruiting you on Facebook and you barely swim.
Anyway, you can wear armbands, you can have a float.
You were asked on Facebook.
Yeah, well, that's because we're all friends on Facebook. I can swim, but I just didn't realise until like last week and I had to
die. You can swim, but not on a national level quite yet.
No, not yet.
Well, listen, Alex, I'm going to be calling you on Monday to see how you got on this incredible amateur sort of swimming competition.
Yeah. Good luck. It sounds like you might need it.
All right, Alex, thank you very much. Have a nice weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Right. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Let's get the latest news headlines now.
And a breakfast show. Good morning.
Oh, gosh. This is from Nicola Rion, Lake Charles, Louisiana, USA, just emailed me. Hello. I attempted to call several times during the illustrious David Tennant breakfast show.
Yeah. Only a few hours left of the David Tennant breakfast show.
But couldn't get through. I've decided to try send you guys an email and I'm crossing my fingers. What I really want to let David know, there's even though John Sim, the master, may never forgive him for yesterday, the fans do. This fan, anyway, I have to say it was one of the most wonderfully horrible things I've had to stay awake to the ungodly hours of the morning to catch. If you missed the tweet episode, it is online. You even watched this last time.
I watched this, yeah.
And what do you think in the cold light of your own home?
I think the high production values that have been mixed in...
saved it.
I think it's good to see the full horror on our faces as we descend.
There's nothing but embarrassment
as we descend into career suicide. It's good.
Martin's security guard is the person that comes out with this huge amount of dignity.
He's the best in it by far,
mugging to camera as well.
Yeah,
for a guy who was I don't want to be on this. You know, he was he was very, very good. And you can see the beautiful bed that the auction lines are open for now.
Yeah.
Richie's in front of the whiteboard where all the beds are going to go. Reserve price then for... This is true. We have David Tennant's bed. You've had this for 15 years.
15 years, yeah.
And you can win it the highest bidder.
It's a clanky old bit of junk.
It is a bit of junk. It's in reception right now. Yeah. Everyone who was walking past reception yesterday evening would have seen it. People were stopping by. And you can win this right now. The highest bidder will get this in. We're going to close at 9:30. All the money from the highest bid goes to Children in Need. Reserve price, Richie, is...
£100.
Gary, what do you bid? Good morning, Gary. You're the first bidder for the bed.
Morning, Gary.
Good morning.
What have you got for us, Gary?
Good morning, yeah. I'd like to, hello?
Hello, yes, you're on.
The auction is alive and well.
Hello, yeah, I'd like to bid 150 if I could.
Gary!
We're going to need some more dramatic music to keep the energy going.
The reserve is shattered.
Yeah, but I can't, if we go, hey, you know, £20,000, this doesn't...
We're not going to be going way £20,000.
You never know.
You know, I think we should keep the music gentle to withhold expectation.
Okay, all right, yeah, fair enough, you're right. Once we get past £1,000. Gary, that's very kind. What would you do with this beautiful chariot of love?
Well, Donate to my lovely wife because she's a huge Doctor Who fan.
Right.
And I think she'll be pleasantly surprised with David's bed.
I think you haven't seen the bed clearly, Gary.
Surprised? She will be. That much.
Startled,
definitely,
maybe.
Definitely, yes, yeah. Hey, Gary, thank you very much for your generosity. Appreciate that.
No.
Oh. Oh.
Thanks very much.
Sorry, oh, there he is.
I thought she grabbed hold of him. Who knows what on the Thargon, who's at the half there, and found out what's going on. Would you? Are you not tempted to put in a bid for it? Do you need a bid or anything, Max?
No, I've got my own bed, thanks.
Yeah, but is it as good as this one, Maggie?
It's actually... Well... Yeah, it probably is.
It probably is, to be honest. Yeah,
It hasn't got any bits sticking it that's going to, you know, poke an eye out.
No, a camping mat on the floor.
Listen, we need to now be selling the bed.
Sorry, yes.
As QVC, okay? We can't have any more, you know, there's spikes sticking out of it.
No, I can't afford it. I can't afford it, but, you know.
If a man was to give you the gift of David Tennant's bed, how would you feel if they unveiled it on Christmas Day and went, ta-da! The first thing that hit you would be the sort of musty...
There is no stench.
There is a stink
of, like, don't believe this.
Iron brew and whatever that is. The mattress has been deep fried like all the Scottish people that they can't help themselves. What would you say if someone was to...
I would say, did you keep the receipt?
0330-123-1215.
There will be no receipt. Radio Travel
with Renault. Yes. Highest bidder gets it. By 9:30, and all the money that goes to Children Need. Great charity. What are we up to at the moment? DT, what have we got?
We've got 150 on the Bid for the Bed whiteboard. Richie is poised with pen in hand.
And who's bid us £150?
That was Gary.
All right, we can
trying
now...
Trying to buy it for his wife.
Lisa.
Hello. Hello, Christian.
Good morning, Lisa. And what do you bid for the bed?
I'm bidding £200.
Hey, Lisa, you're taking it up.
I am indeed, David, yes. Anything to sleep on that bed, wow.
Well, I don't know what to say to that.
So, Lisa, is this obviously for yourself?
It is, yes,
you big Doctor Who fan? Are you looking forward to seeing the first part of Water on Mars this weekend?
I definitely am, but I was actually a huge David Tennant fan before Doctor Who.
Were you, Lisa?
Oh, Casanova, my goodness. I remember going over to my mum and said, Mum, I'm in love. And she was like, okay, you're married. I'm like, I know, but I'm just so in love. And it's David Tennant, and he was on television. She went, okay, you're 34, that's fine. And she was a bit worried about it.
But loving this, Lisa.
And my children are amazing. Every time we go in any shop, they will see a picture of you on a magazine or a book, and they'll go, Mummy, Mummy, it's
too much,
your doctor,
isn't it?
Oh. It's your doctor, and it's great. And they will shout from the other end of the shop, Mummy, your doctor's here. And people turn around thinking, who's the doctor? Mm-hmm. And of course, it's
and now, to complete this, you want to get his bed.
Oh, yeah.
And your husband has stayed with you through this.
Oh, we're separating.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Look at that evil.
Well, you're probably going to need a second bed then. It's purely practical.
Yeah, you're going to let him have the old bed and you're going to get this new one.
Basically, yes.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
I was wondering, David, okay, I'm quite happy in case I don't win the bid.
Yeah.
I will put £50 to Children in Need if you could say good morning to my two children, Freya and Tia. Oh.
Freya and Tia?
Yes.
Freya and Tia, good morning from David Tennant. This is your Doctor Who wake-up call.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Fantastic. Lisa, thank you very much for the call. But listen, Lisa, I'm very sorry to tell you. There's someone else online now.
You've already been pipped, Lisa.
With another bid.
Well, I've got something. You've got £50 anyway.
Thank you so much.
That's very kind of you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Lisa. Dramatic music. Means there's another bid.
Do we need to get a bit more X Factor on the music?
We're going to have to up this after 7. Sally, good morning in Colchester.
Hello.
Hi, so it's at £200 at the moment. What are you bidding for the bed?
I will bid £2,000.
Say, Sally!
What? £2,000?
Yes.
Are you sure, woman? £2,000?
Yes.
Sally, God bless you. You have looked at the pictures of this online,
right?
I have, definitely.
You do know what's coming your way.
Yes, I do, yes.
What are you going to do with it?
I'll probably lay on it and watch Doctor Who, I suppose.
That's what it's for.
Yeah, exactly. What are you going to do with the bed? I'm going to lay on it. Oh, really?
Yeah. That, she clearly hasn't laid on it yet. She'll realise that that's not as
you'll
easy as you might
think. Yeah. You'll do that once. Then it'll be like a Japanese thing. It'll just be lying on the floor while you look strain up your neck to watch Doctor Who. So is this a serious offer then? £2,000?
Yes, definitely. £2,000.
Sally, you're a fine woman.
Richie, Richie's now chalking up in red on the board. £2,000 is the highest bid at the moment for the bed. 0330123 1215.
Thank you, Sally.
That's brilliant. We've got the news and sport coming up next.
You got that swallowed there, Christian.
Seriously, why am I injuring myself right
now? I wonder why that bed was playing for quite so long there.
By myself. Fine, it's all a bit of time there, so we'll just finish off our bacon bats that we're going to walk down. Speed, Richie, have you eaten your hand off as well? Did you see the speed that went down?
Gone. I needed it today.
Yeah. All right, then, this morning's show, then, is our last one as the David Tennant Breakfast Show.
Yep. This is the end of the David Tennant Breakfast Show. The Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show is back on Monday. Not quite so good, but, you know, it's a filler.
You're in a tie today, I've noticed, as well. What's the old... is that for us?
It's not for you. I've got important stuff to do later.
There we go. It's his proper interviews after 10 o'clock this morning. I'm with you now.
Yeah.
So today's show, we've got lots of good stuff. We're going to be waking some of you up, giving some of you some surprise early morning alarm calls. And the thing we're also doing today for children in need, I know it's next week, but we have the amazing gift. And what an amazing gift.
It is a gift that I give to the universe.
And this gift will keep on giving as well. It's David Tennant's bed of 15 years. You can see the pictures online at absoluteradio.co.uk. Richie, we have a massive bid at the moment. The highest bid of our half nine, the whole money that they give for this, will go for Children in Need. So great charity.
Sally, £2,000 just before 7 o'clock. Brilliant. That's where it stands at the moment.
That's a really good bid. It's gone from 200 to £2,000. Fiona.
Hello.
Good morning, Fifi. Whereabouts are you calling from?
Don't call me Fifi.
Oh. Why does that do bad things to you, Fifi?
Oh, I don't like it.
Oh, really?
But you can call me anything, David.
Thanks, Fifi.
Call her Fifi. Though.
Fifi.
Yeah.
I'm calling from Tadworth, anyway.
Sedgeworth?
Tadworth.
Tadworth?
Yes.
Tadworth.
Yeah.
That sounds like something from a Dickens novel. Ah, Mr. Pumblechook, you've arrived from Tadworth.
And listen, we're up to £2,000, so big chunk of change already. What can you wade in with, Fiona?
I'm wading in with £2,001.
Oh, cheeky Fifi, cheeky.
I wanted now, to talk to David, really.
Well, it might cost you £2,001.
It might, I know, but it's worth it.
God bless you.
Me and my daughter Grace, we're great big Doctor Who fans.
Ah, how old is Grace?
She's seven.
Very good.
And you recently sent us two signed photos, and we're thrilled.
Did you ask for them, or is he just doing that randomly? Shove them through your letterbox.
It's no just scattergun. I'm sending one to everyone in Britain.
Richie, what's up? You're looking mildly miffed.
I mean, this is crazy. If we're going to keep on going like this...
What do you mean?
2001... I mean, you know, just a £1...
It's a lot of money.
Come on, we were on 200 quid 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to annoy me.
What, if someone else comes in with 2002...
Yeah.
2003.
Oh, he's in a right grump this morning, isn't he?
Yeah. What's up?
Nothing. I've got a headache.
No.
All right, so the rest of the world has to suffer this morning. since the last hour, you've been moaning, okay? The headache. Have you got any Brocca? Have you got any paracetamol there during the songs, okay? I've given you a bacon butty. You've had two paracetamols, okay? And I've given you Brocca. Right. Have you got PMT?
No, I'll pipe
Do you need a tummy rub?
No.
Do you want another rub?
No.
Right.
No rubs.
£2,001 is a very generous offer. Richie, please thank Fiona.
Thank you, Fiona.
That's all right. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Fifi. And do tell Grace I said hello.
I will. Thank you. She's listening downstairs.
Excellent. Hello, Grace.
Uh-huh. What's up with you now? Why did you raise your eyes like that?
Why did we need to know she was downstairs?
Oh, what?
Right, I'm putting this song on, and a brand new crazy Richie better be back. Never made it as
a wise man. No. Sorry, what's happened in the last 3.5 minutes? I'm now a new me.
He's put his specs on.
Yeah.
Tell Richie, if I wasn't a poor-ass window fitter, I'd bid £2,002.01 just to annoy him.
I'll take that. You know, that's fair enough. I was... Old Richie was grumpy. This is the new one.
Okay. Would you like to apologise to the nation?
Nation, I apologise for the measly increment.
Personal apology. Nation, I apologise. This is some sort of fascist meeting we're having now. I'd like to say to the nation, Richie Griffin over there, you need a more personal, warmer apology.
I don't know all their names, the nation. So, collectively, nation, I apologise for my my less than chipper attitude towards your generous giving.
Excellent. Thank you. Now what we're going to do then, thousands of you have been emailing me saying, could I have an early morning alarm call from DT, David Tennant? Are we calling up the sausage ladies now? Right, so who's this we're calling up, David? You got the email?
This is Nicola and Pauline.
What did the email say?
Please could you ask David to give me and my friend Pauline a wake-up call? We'll be late for work at the sausage factory. If you're lucky, you might get some free samples. What would you like, stuffing balls or sausages?
All right, so who is it between Pauline and...
Pauline and Nicola.
Pauline and Nicola, they will give them a look.
Oh, and she's also saying one thing about the bed. Does that include the naughty magazines under the bed as well? I don't know who she thinks I am.
I think she's got you damn right there. So if you do want to bid for the bed, it's 0330-123-1215 at the moment. Thanks to Fiona's generosity with little Grace. £2,001. £2,001 was a great offer going for a children need. If we get no more, we'll be more than happy with that.
That's already more than I thought we were going to get, to be honest.
0330-123-1215. Is there any joy?
Looks like there's no joy on the sausage.
Hang on.
What are they called?
Nicola.
You speak to them.
Okay. Oh, it's ringing out.
They're going to be gutted if they find out they missed this call.
I want to speak to the sausage ladies.
Yeah.
Not even an answer phone. Oh.
Hello, this is Nicola Finnegan. Phone. I'm afraid I'm not here at the moment to take your call. But leave your name, number, and a brief message. I will get back to you.
Just a brief message, David.
But also, you can contact me as well on my home number.
Sunday, 7
o'clock. Don't call the sausage lady.
443.
The
sausage ladies. 0800
sausage.
Doctor Who is on 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
To re-record your message,
here we go.
Off
we go.
Anytime.
Hello, is that the sausage ladies? It's David Tennant here. Where are you? I want to speak to you. I want my stuffing balls, my ball stuffing, something like that. This is your alarm call, but clearly it hasn't worked. I hope you haven't slept through the alarm. I hope you make it to the sausage factory. Lots of love from all your friends at Absolute Radio, and keep stuffing those sausages.
Girls, give us a call, 0330-123-1215. All right, let's get the latest travel news now from way on Monday's breakfast show. And, Richie, what did she come back with? I gave her £100 to go and buy it. And I said, whatever you do, get a Dalek, okay?
Yeah.
And we'll get David to sign the Dalek. Richie, what did she come back
with?
Well,
it's undeniably a Dalek.
Yeah.
It's an inflatable one.
It's cool. It's 4 foot tall.
Yeah, but how's he going to sign a deflated Dalek? Have you got any of the Daleks? The keys are into the Daleks. That's why there's never been an Irish assistant, has there, really?
That's so unfair.
Oh, we've landed on a funny planet, though, for sure. Let's stop for some tea with the
Daleks. You'll need to get puffing, Maggie, if I'm going to sign that.
It's 18 minutes past 7. Here's Maggie with the tramp. Disposition 7:28 on Absolute Radio.
Well, there's a beautiful sight in the corner of the studio now.
Do you want to describe it, DT?
Well, we've got a big polythene Dalek, as I believe it was called, by Maggie Travel, being blown up by Richie in the corner of the studio. We've got a photograph, which you will be online very soon.
It's a 4 foot Dalek, and Richie's puffing away there. He's starting to touch the sides. You're right, the big guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't do yourself a mischief now, Richie.
Yeah. Hey, Dave's on the line. Good morning, Dave. You've got a question.
Yeah, hello, mate. It's just a quick one. I didn't like that last song, so I flicked over to Art, and they said their special guest is David Tennant. So have you got a double or what?
Well, there's only one way to settle this, right? If we ask our David Tennant to tell us the time right now.
The time is 7:29 and 29, 30, 31 seconds, 32 seconds.
Dave. Unless he's cloned himself.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I know, I could work, yeah. Today our special guest is David Tennant. I thought, hang on, he's on the other show.
I'm sure they'll be admitting that we might have recorded that previously.
Right, nice one.
I'm sure they won't be trying to pull the wool over their listeners' eyes.
You let me know, I'll be really upset if they're flogging off one of his beds as well.
Yeah.
That's got a Milo for sale.
All right, Dave, thank you very much, you're cool. It is day three of our little residency with David Tennant this morning, and it's his third cheesy listening coming up.
I think it's the best one yet.
Okay. Let's get the latest headlines now with Andrew Bailey.
Good morning. The mother of...
We're taking your calls during all the songs and that, so as many of you can have a little chat with David. We've got Maisie on the line. Good morning, Maisie.
Hi.
Hello, Maisie. You're live on the radio now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, well, listen, now, off you go. You had a really good question for David there. Off you go, Maisie.
What's your favourite experience of playing Doctor Who?
Right, Maisie, tell you what we're going to have to do. It's just your Daleks has fallen over, by the way, Richie. Maisie, we're just going to need to turn the radio off or down the background.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
So there you go. Ask your question away, Maisie. Very good question. Off you go.
What is your favourite experience of playing Doctor Who?
Oh, you know, I've had so many great times, but probably the best one has to be doing the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show.
Oh, God.
Was that a bit cheesy? Was that a bit cheesy,
no.
Maisie? Do you think that was a cheesy answer? Do you think that's a good answer?
Yeah, and my brother really wants to ask you a question.
Okay, what's your brother's name?
Joe.
Are you going to put him on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Little tag team, brother, sister. Hello, Joe, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Joe. How old are you, Joe?
7 years old.
Brilliant. A great age.
Hey, Joe, you're live with Doctor Who, David Tennant. What's your question for him?
What was your favourite episode?
Oh, I find it really hard to choose favourites. What's yours, Joe?
I don't know either, really, but I don't know.
Well, no, it's really difficult to pick favourites, isn't it? Because I like them all.
Mm.
What ones have you liked?
I like... the one with the
Jedun
and the
episode
of the
Rachnos. Yeah, good.
So listen, Joe, are you going to be staying up? Mum and Dad letting you stay up late Sunday night to watch it?
I think, yeah.
If you tidy your bedroom and you're good all weekend, you'll be allowed to stay up till 7 o'clock, yeah, on Sunday?
Yeah.
Who's your favourite Doctor Who baddie?
I don't really know.
Hey, that's all right, that's
all
right.
Well, listen, it's fine. The one on Sunday night is a little bit spooky, so maybe Maisie will... maybe you and Maisie can huddle together on the sofa and watch that one.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Great to speak to you, Joe.
Hey, listen, Joe, thank you very much to you and your sister for your questions there. They're very good.
Thanks.
Speak to you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Right, Martin, are we able to have today's cheesy listen? There has been a slight delay for cheesy listening. Are you ready to play it?
I had to listen to it first because there were two versions and one said dirty, so I don't know what he's tipped you off on
really?
Here.
Really?
Okay, David, we have it now. This is...
this is live from, I don't know, 1985, maybe?
Yes, this is
I had the 7-inch single. It's a cracker. Cheesy listening for this morning. Does anyone in the country remember Red Box and Lean On Me?
I've actually got this on my iPod.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Morning, Doctor. This is great fun. Christian, thank the doctor for waking up my wife an hour ago with an early morning alarm call. She still hasn't made my sandwiches, though. Awesome cheese. I used to listen to this over and over again when I was about 7. Drove my family insane, thanks to the memory.
That's a great track.
Christian, this isn't cheesy. This is just a brilliant record.
That's also true.
Fantastic song. Well done, David. I haven't heard this in ages.
Thank you very much.
Christian, the only thing I'm leaning on at the moment is the toilet bowl.
Oh, no, steady on. It was all going so well.
Is there time to get Tom Baker in before 8? That's from little Jason, who says, every little helps. All right, kids, pop quiz. When do we think that was out in the 80s? Richie, you can stop inflating that Dalek.
He's nearly there, you know.
Yes, he has. He's almost done it. When do we think that was out in the 80s?
I'm going to go for 85.
His exact answer.
Hey!
Seriously, 85. And do you remember the unusual thing about the video?
No, I don't.
No, I just went on YouTube and I've seen the video. It's all in sign language.
Oh, that's right.
The album was called British Sign Language.
In 1986... I mean, who bought the album?
Do you remember For America, the follow-up? For America.
Oh, yes.
I remember that.
I was all ready to declare them a one-hit wonder, but there you go.
And on the backing vocals on For America is a certain British actor, classy British actor, called Anthony Head. You know, from Buffy.
Never. I know Anthony Head.
Prime Minister, isn't he, in Little Britain as well? Yeah. Sang backing vocals.
I know Anthony very well. Maybe we should call him up and ask him about this.
Have you got his number?
Yeah,
I do. Really? What do you do with Anthony Head's mobile number in your phone?
We've worked together, you know.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, it's 7:40. Cheat. You can call in now with your answers to the big third question on You Can't Cheat, which is, I did it twice, who am I? 0330 123 1215. When you call in, you'll need the other answers to the two questions we've asked you so far. Don't forget, if you get this question right, you get a brand new digital radio. But the five answers we're looking for, when you've got them all, will win somebody £5,000. As you can't cheat. We've asked you so far, what was roughly 3,200 kilos? You should have the answer to that. And 7, 9, 18, what's next and why? And then here's the one, no right answers so far. I did it twice. Who am I? Here's what happened yesterday morning. Marco in Bradford, good morning.
Good morning, Christian.
Hey, sir. I did it twice. Who am I?
George Bush. And why? Because been President of the United States of America twice. Obviously not the same person, but the same name. Because knowing the way your minds think, it's a bit of a lateral thinking one.
It's not the right answer.
I think you might be giving them a bit more credit than they're due, to be honest, Marco.
It wasn't like that with Jamie and Harriet this morning. Anyway, with your answers, please.
No, they just cut out the bits when I was like that. That's the beauty of a pre-record.
0330 123 1215. Have you got the Dice of Destiny?
I've got the Dice of Destiny and the Mug of Destiny.
Yeah, the cleaner trying to take it from DT about an hour ago. 0330 123 1215. Good luck.
Absolute Radio Travel with Renault.
Starting off in London, the M25 anti-clockwise at Junction 6. Gardston is very...
Good morning, 7.51 on Absolute Radio. Time now for first round this morning of You Can't Cheat. We've got five questions in total. You need the five answers and I'll give you £5,000. First question, what was roughly 3,200 kilos? And then we want to know 7, 9, 18, what's next and why? Those two questions have already got the answers to. This one hasn't. I did it twice. Who am I? We're going to take one guess right now. David Tennant, spin it for one last time.
Okay, here we go. The 10-sided dice is come up with line number 8.
It's been one of those weeks. We're now across live to the Canary Islands.
You what?
We have...
Hello.
Sabrina, where are you? Tenerife or...?
I'm in Tenerife.
You're in Tenerife, okay.
What are you doing listening to Absolute Radio in the Canary Islands?
Oh, well, Doctor Who fans all around the world.
Oh, good.
Of course, the Who fans. So listen, Sabrina, do you have the answers to the other two questions?
Yes, I do.
All right. What was roughly 3,200 kilos?
That's the weight of the stolen gold in the Italian job.
Thank you very much. 7, 9 and 18, what's next and why, Sabrina?
25. It's the birthdays of the Beatles.
Is correct. And then here's the one we don't have the answer to so far, Sabrina, but maybe you do. I did it twice. Who am I?
Minnie Riperton.
How come?
Because she sung the song It's So Nice. So, well, it's so nice she did it twice.
How does that song go? Can you give us a blast?
Not really.
No, come on, Sabrina.
I can give you some lyrics.
Okay.
This is a nice mini just doing that. Don't get a lot of ums and songs. And
It's so nice to see old friends because we've all gotten very much higher. It's so nice when you come around again, sit and laugh and have a smoke by the fire. And I know it won't be long as the...
The next time.
No, the...
I think they're playing that over in my interview in Heart at the moment.
Hey, Sabrina.
Yeah.
It's not the right answer.
Oh, well.
But
it was a bold try, Sabrina.
Wow, the boldest one we'll ever have on this, I think.
Yeah. If I could ask you a question.
Yeah.
I was wondering, is there any tract of dialogue from Doctor Who which you is sort of burnt into your memory? You can remember it now, even every line, even though you don't have to.
I can remember lots from the final episode, but I can't possibly tell you what that would be.
Oh, please don't.
Yeah.
See him tease that one there, see. Sabrina. Will you be getting it over in the Canaries?
Sorry?
Will you be... Did you get BBC One Sunday night in the Canary Islands?
Not really, but I'll be taking a TARDIS to watch it.
Sure. In some very legal way that doesn't involve downloading something you shouldn't, right, Sabrina?
Well, the internet is big on the inside.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Sabrina, thank you very much for your guests on the little Canary Islands there. Have a nice weekend.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye now. Okay, so another chance to play at 9:15. We've got the latest news and sport coming up next. And Richie, what are we up to then? And the bid for David Tennant's bed, he's had it for 15 years. It is in reception. You can look at the pictures of this wrought iron bed. And the highest bidder wins it, and that money will go to children in need.
Standing at £2,001 at the moment, and that was Fiona Fifi.
If you want to bid some more, I mean, look, kids, you know, if you've got a dad or mum who's loaded, right, and they say they love you,
yes,
then you need to hand the phone to them and say, call Christian right now. Some of these bankers with these big bonuses, maybe if your dad or mum works for Goldman Sachs, I'm sure they can chuck a couple of zeros on that. Give me a call, 0330 123 1215.
If John Barman's listening.
The David Tennant Breakfast Show. Christian O'Connell with British Gas, helping you look after your world. And in your world, if you want to let the dog lick between your toes, then who are we to stop you?
Absolute Radio.
You're looking very past eight. It's Absolute Radio. This is the David Tennant Breakfast Show for one more day. On Monday, I'm afraid it's back to the Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show, but, you know, bear up. It'll be okay. I've had a great time, and indeed, it's been a hell of a week. Do you see what I did there? Cue the record.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
Proper hot chalk you.
No, shall we just talk about what happened during the record? Shall we do that, Christian?
No, come
I can
on.
Tell that my time here is coming to an end. Because now between the records, I'm getting people coming up to going, just sign this. No, it's just if you do that, I get a free iPhone. So it's just so that
we'll have a word with Richie about that. Richie. Getting him to sign stuff so you get a free iPhone.
When does your iPhone come, Christian? When is that?
Richie,
how quickly is it coming through?
Getting him to sign stuff.
My headphones have...
what's that?
Something have ceased.
Richie,
something not working.
I'm going to have to speak to you about abuse of your position of power then, getting a guest today. I'm sorry about that, David.
It's quite all right, you know.
Yeah, and then the stuff that Richie's made you sign non-stop for his girlfriend as well.
Well, but you're never going to have an iPhone, are you, Christian? You've always said that. You're never going to...
It's 8 minutes past
Sorry?
Eight.
What's
across,
that?
All across the UK now. So we're all very excited about David leaving. So listen then, what can we expect this weekend? Is it going to be as terrifying as
it's quite a spooky one. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not too terrifying. It's responsibly done. But, it's very exciting. The Waters of Mars, 7 o'clock on Sunday, which is the beginning of the end for the 10th Doctor.
And so we split it over three parts. We've got this Sunday, so the next two over Christmas.
Yeah, this one kind of stands on alone, but stuff starts in this episode that has repercussions at Christmas, yeah.
And I know, obviously, you've filmed the whole thing now.
Yeah.
So that's it. You'll never be Doctor Who again.
I know, I'm done.
And how does that feel? Are you excited? Is it... So you've been doing it for a few years. A big chunk of your life.
I know. It was kind of life-changing, yeah. And I don't really know how it feels yet. Maybe once they've gone out, I'll know if I feel proprietorial about it.
And how did you feel about the ending they've given you?
Brilliant.
Did you work closely with Russell?
No.
I
just let him do it. Because he's the best writer on television.
Has it always been like that? You don't have much of an input. Yeah. You trust him to
There's
get
no
on with
need.
It.
There's no need. You know, my ideas wouldn't match up to his, so I just let him do it.
And did you get to spend some screen time with the new fella, Matt?
Well, that depends what happens in the final episode, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean? That would be a very revealing statement if I
All right, let me ask you this then. Have you met the new guy?
I've met the new guy, yeah. Yeah.
Did you meet him on the set of Doctor Who, the Christmas special? You won't get that with Jamie and Harriet.
No. You can switch over and hear that interview right now.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, up and down the dial. Yeah.
We did meet in Cardiff, yeah.
Which is where, of course, Doctor Who is filmed.
Which is where Doctor Who is shot, yeah.
And so, what have you got coming up next, then? You've obviously got this big thing, hopefully, fingers crossed, for this pilot in America.
I'm off to shoot that, but over Christmas, Hamlet. We've shot Hamlet. That's coming on BBC Two. St. Trinian's 2 opens on December 18th. I play the villain, Sir Piers Pomfrey, threatening lots of girls in short skirts, you know. And...
Piers Pomfrey is the least threatening baddie name I've ever heard.
Really?
You wouldn't get that in a James Bond movie. Crikey Bond, we needed to go over to Cuba. Piers, what's he called?
Sir Piers Pomfrey.
Right, so Piers Pomfrey is playing up again. It sounds like a pompadour. It's like a lady's perfumer.
No, he's from the
old century
style aristocracy.
Oh,
he's
I
a
see,
kind
yeah.
of he was probably at the Bullingdon Club with David Cameron. He's that kind of a villain.
He's one of the Bullingdon boys. Yeah?
He's one of the Bullingdon boys. Yeah,
fantastic. And so, if this American sitcom happens,
sitcom. It's a drama, love.
Well, you know, sitcom drama, you know. Come on now. So is that what it is? It's a serious drama.
It's a drama, yeah. It's got funny bits in it, but it's a drama, yeah.
Like House.
I guess so.
Yeah. And you'll have to move out there. We'll never see you again.
Oh, listen, right now it's just a pilot, so who knows? But if I get a big swimming pool, you can come and visit.
I can come and visit, not stay. Did you hear that? I can come and visit.
Yeah, there's some lovely hotels.
I'll get you some numbers.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do now then is because we had lots of kids have been trying to call right all week to ask you questions.
Right.
I've interviewed lots of it. I've never seen such fervent fans of anything in my life. Your fans are out there like from 3:30 all this week. They're out there at 10 o'clock in the morning waiting for you, and it's pouring down with rain today as well.
I know.
Did you have any idea that when you took over from Christopher Eccleston, you were going to be met with such ardent kind of fervour from the fans?
Well, you know that the kind of show it is, and you know that it has a lot of enthusiasm focused on it. So, but you don't really know what that's going to feel like, I suppose, until you're in the middle of it, and it can be quite overwhelming at times. Yeah, but it's wonderful. Everyone, it's a very easy thing to be famous for because people love it and they feel very kindly towards it and get excited about it.
How long did you agonise over the decision to leave?
Well, I'd sort of always had it in mind that I'd leave now. At the same time as Russell T. Davis and Julie Gardner, the exec producer, we sort of decided we'd all go together. But then I had a little wobble and I thought, you know, maybe I could just stay a bit longer. Stephen Moffat, who's taken over, is the best writer
around. Yeah, he's a hugely talented writer.
So the thought of working with him is very tempting. But in the end, I just thought, you have the courage of your convictions. It was never going to be an easy decision, so I took a deep breath and left.
Did they not try and talk you out of it? Or did they
we talked about it, and I was very close to staying longer, actually. Yeah. Much closer than I ever thought I would be. And I did hum and haw a little bit. But at the end, I just thought, if I don't go now, I never will leave. And I don't want to still be there when people want to see the back of me. I'd rather go when there's a chance I'll be missed.
What's the deal with sort of writing and stuff in this country? So how come that you haven't been offered a good enough role that makes you want to stay in this country? Is it that your dream is you want to work in America? Or is it the lack of sort of really good projects that you've been offered?
No, it's not that at all. No, it's just you just sort of see what comes up. I don't have any particular... I don't think very tactically or sort of, I don't have a kind of 5-year plan to conquer Hollywood or anything like that. It's just what comes up and what feels right at the time.
Because I think Rise to Candleford.
Yeah.
There's a job waiting for you there.
Mr. Pumplechook from Tadsworth.
There you go, you can take the old St. Trinian's character and move in there. So listen, kids, I know loads of you have been trying to call in all week and we've been doing lots of stuff going on. We're going to do a thing now where we're going to take calls for Doctor Who, but only if you're 12 and under.
And no putting on a squeaky voice.
I was about to say, you know exactly what's going on next.
Yeah.
We've got a very expensive 6-figure phone system here that can age your voice, okay? It's kind of like a carbon date your voice. So if there are any adults putting on weird voices, one that's creepy anyway, you need to take a good long hard look in the mirror if you're doing that this morning. But kids, call us now then with a question for David Tennant. 0330 123 1215. If you're 12 and under. Sometimes I feel like my Florence Machine of Candy Stat and the Sauces, You've Got the Love. 17 minutes past 8. We're going to take some questions now for David Tennant, but only if you're 12 or under.
Very good.
So, first of all then, let's try let's go to Nathan, who's 11. Good morning, Nathan.
Hello.
Hey, Nathan, how you doing?
I'm okay, you?
Yeah, very good. Where are you calling from, Nathan?
Seth from Walden in Essex.
Nice. And what age are you?
I'm 11.
Then you qualify for the under 12. Well done. What's your question?
Well, when I watched Doctor Who, when Christopher Eccleston regenerated into you...
Uh-huh.
Because you inspired me to be an actor, and I think you're the best doctor in the whole wide world, and you probably will be in future references.
Nathan, you're going to make me cry, Nathan.
Is there any advice, like, for being a great doctor in acting? Because I'd love to be the doctor.
Well, do you know, I was exactly like you when I was 11, and... I don't really know how I managed it, but it just sort of worked out. I guess you just got to work hard. Probably go to drama school. Would you like to do that?
Well, I go to drama after school.
That's brilliant. That's a really good place to start. And then maybe when you leave school, you could go to drama school for a couple of years.
I'll follow in your footsteps.
Oh, God bless you, Nathan. Well, good luck. Okay. That sounds like you've got all the right ideas.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, listen, Nathan, good luck, because David was just like you when you were 11, weren't you? You were watching Doctor Who as
exactly,
a kid.
Exactly the same, yeah.
Wicked.
All right, Nathan, great question. Thank you very much for calling
I'm looking forward to the 14th Doctor, played by Nathan.
And Nathan, when you become the doctor in a couple of years' time, then you can come in and do a couple of breakfast show like David's done, yeah, with me?
Yeah.
All right, top man. Thanks. So, have a great weekend.
Didn't sound so enthusiastic about that.
No, he didn't, did he? No.
See you, Nathan.
Bye.
Not up for the interview, was it? let's try Jordan in Watford, who's six. Let's see what Jordan's question is. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning.
Hey, Jordan, you sound perky this morning.
Yeah, I'm going to school in a minute.
Okay.
Can I ask you a little question?
Yeah, please do, Jordan.
What was your favourite moment in Doctor Who?
My favourite moment? Do you know, there's one coming up on Sunday night in the Waters of Mars, 7 o'clock on Sunday, where
Smooth.
There's a bit just after, I can't give too much away, but just after the big explosion, there's a big explosion, and just after that, something happens to the Doctor like we've never seen before. That's one of my favourite moments. There you go, Jordan. There's a little spoiler for you.
Can I have your autograph?
Can we sort that out?
Of course we can, Jordan.
Of course we can, Jordan.
Jordan, does he make it out to you, mate?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get him to do that. You stay there and we'll get your details, OK? Have a nice day at school, Jordan.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Imogen, good morning.
Hello?
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 Imogen!
Hello, this is Imogen and Isabel,
like
11 and 8.
Hey, well, nice to speak to you both. Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Raymond.
Are you on your way to school?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you got a question?
Yeah. Who is your favourite companion and why?
I can't choose favourites. Can you imagine the trouble I'd get into? Imagine if I said one of them was my favourite, what would the others think?
I don't know.
Yeah, no, they're all my favourites. They're all my best friends.
Okay.
Who's your favourite?
Rose.
Rose, right. Yeah, she's great. But so is Martha,
David,
and so is Donna.
David, listen. You know, if kids come in and they're kind enough to call up and ask a question, yeah. The least you can do is answer the question. Are you suddenly now a politician? You're leaving. It doesn't matter anymore. You'll be a millionaire in a year's time. Some sort of tax exile over there.
Listen, you've met Billy and Freeman and Catherine. I'm not choosing between them.
No, you have to. We're not moving on until we've had a name.
I go. Switch over now to Hart for a lovely interview with David Tennant.
Imogen, do you want the answer to your question?
Yeah.
So we're all going to wait here
until
we have an answer.
My favourite assistant is Christian O'Connell. He presses the buttons very well.
Flattery won't get this. Imogen, I bet you'd love to hear the answer from your favourite Doctor Who, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Imogen, don't let him wind you up. I've given you my answer.
Don't let him try and dodge it, you know, Imogen.
I think, Imogen, Isabel, I've got to be in school now. Oh, have a lovely day at school,
no,
girls.
Imogen, stay there. Would you like me to try and get the answer out of David?
Yeah.
Who do you think
Imogen,
is...
whose side are you on?
Imogen, who do you think his favourite might be? I think it's Billy Piper as Rose.
Why? Because she came back.
She came back. David must have asked her, begged her to come
Christmas,
back.
At Christmas, Donna comes back. So that doesn't prove anything.
So is Billy's your favourite?
You are not going to get me to choose.
Look into my eyes. Tell me Billy isn't your favourite.
Billy, Catherine and Freema are my favourite equal.
No, look, get that camera. We're filming this. Put it on his face.
You're filming this. They're trying it, honestly. Listen, girls, and I'm speaking to the three of you now. You know how much I love you. All three of you. Let's move on.
Very professional act. Very slick. Well dodged. Imogen, I'm sorry I couldn't get it out of him. I felt like I've let you down, but I think it's Billy Piper.
Okay, so do I.
Have a good day at school.
See you later, girls.
Don't listen to the nasty man. Who's next?
All right, let's go to the travel and we'll take some more of these questions. So we've got Katie, Oliver, Harrison, Alex and Justin and a little man in Sheffield. It says little man in Sheffield on the line. There's a little man in Sheffield on the line. Here's Maggie with the travel. It's 8:22. Christian, I just caught a bit of the Heart interview. They're claiming David is live with them this morning.
Oh, that's a bit cheeky, isn't it? I'm just throttled. I just ran to the chair and flung my headphones on. I've just throttled myself with my own tie.
I'm actually caught. His tie that he's wearing this morning.
That's it.
There we go.
I've got it.
It's the sort of tie you used to see on the your geography teacher just before the school disco.
Are you got a crochet tie on? That's very much the coming thing.
Watch out, he's going to make us all stay late today. The supply teacher's turned up. We need a time check from you, David, then we'll know which one is live this morning.
It's 8:31 and 38, 39, 40 seconds.
Absolute Radio head.
It's the glamour of
the radio. Everyone's doing a double take. We are outside One Golden Square about to judge a little competition we're on this week with Renault iMusic Special Editions range. We've got four cars that have all been pimped up. They've each won £500 this week, and they've all been pimping up their cars. And we're about to judge which one's going to win £1,500 and then go east to West Coast in America, them and three mates. So, first of all, let's walk this way, DT.
Yes.
Good morning, lovely lady. What's your name?
Emma.
Emma, meet David Tennant.
Hello, Emma. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, David.
I'd shake your hand, but I'm holding the umbrella.
I know.
And you're getting wet, frankly.
You're not covering me at all.
We're not
gentlemen, are we? We're just keeping ourselves dry. So listen, beautiful Fiat Punto. What have you done to it?
I've put the baked bean tin on the exhaust.
You have. I can testify for that.
What was the thinking with a giant... I'm just going to... I've kicked in, it's fallen
and
off.
Christian's broken it.
Okay. What was the thinking with a giant baked bean tin, a 2 kilo baked bean tin on the exhaust?
Well, everyone likes a bad boy exhaust and, you know, recessions hit us, so I thought we'd put a baked bean tin one on instead.
Perfect thing to do in a recession is to shove a baked bean tin on your car. We've all been doing it.
It's the first thing I think of.
Yes.
Definitely.
And on the back here, you put the frequency of the radio station.
Yep. Yes.
What's the...
I don't think that's the actual branding, is it, that you've used there?
No.
I think you've used your own masking tape, which is invented.
Yeah.
And the theme of it overall, the checkered green and white taped roof?
Just go faster, really.
Just go faster.
Yeah.
Okay, good luck. Thank you very much.
All well right. done, Emma.
Right, this...
Sorry, I'm taking the umbrella away.
Right,
Christian's very... he requires to be dry at all times.
we're walking over to this estate car.
What is this?
It's an estate car. The seats in the back are laid flat, and there is a ping pong table.
There really actually is.
And a Southampton football scarf, one of the greatest
teams.
That's
an adapted snooker table, right?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Is this Wendy West?
Yes.
From Botley?
From Botley! Pleased to meet you.
Yes, yes, yeah. And you appear to have ping pong balls from your hat, about 10 of them.
Yes.
And I like the WW on your hat. You're sort of branding yourself.
Yes, I hope you don't mind.
Not at all. It's excellent work.
Well, Wendy, why don't you just...
Can I invite you for a game?
How am I going to get into the back of your car and play ping pong?
I will climb in.
I tell you what, why don't you invite the doctor to play ping pong? Who'd like to see Doctor Who play ping pong in the back of a stranger's car? Yes, there we
Christian,
go, Doctor.
Up the crate. You're going to have to take the brolly.
I'll take the body. You get in the back of the estate car.
This will be
the last
poised.
We see of him. Wendy is now.
This is not why I'm
on the joystick.
School.
They just won't start playing ping pong. They are seriously playing.
I won that one.
Oh.
The listeners are watching you, Wendy. Yes,
that's
right.
It's quite difficult to do this one-handed.
Absolutely crazy. There we go. Right, okay, let's move on
to another car
there. I've lit the brake. Wendy, thank you very much. It's just two giant tennis rackets on the roof. I'm frightened to even ask Wendy because we might have to talk to someone.
She had a water fountain in the back of her car.
Are you part of this competition as well? Shifty looking geezers here. How are you doing there? Thank you very much for coming down.
Good morning.
Hey, I'm Billy.
Billy, and who's your assistant?
Richard.
Take us through what you've done to your car.
I covered it in 10-pence pieces and then put the flames all round it and then drove it across London.
Are these actual 10-pence pieces, though, or is this a photocopy of some 10-pence pieces stuck on the car?
I suspect they're frauds, yeah.
So, we gave you £500, right, and I thought there were going to be 500 £1 coins for this car. There's photocopied. What have you done with the £500?
We live in London, you couldn't put real money in the car.
Oh, and in the rain, the great thing is, it's sort of peeling off now in a kind of pulpy mess.
This is like turning into some sort of why don't you competition.
That actually fell off on the way here. We had to stick it back on.
And you got flames down the side of it. And what's the theme of this again, Billy? Take me through it, you're thinking.
Hot money, I don't know.
Oh, brilliant. Where are you going?
Emma's leaving.
I'm around because the traffic warden wants to give me a ticket.
You're kidding. Where is he?
This is chaos. Where are you, Richie?
Why
are you lurking around up in that studio? What is this? There's a man just as a chimney sweep. Dick Van Dyke, good morning, sir. What's your name?
Me old son. My name's Nick from Wales.
Nick, take us through what you've done to this. Is amazing.
What we have in here is my own little chimney sweep world. So in the back, we have my sitting room.
This
is seriously a sitting room. We're filming this for the website. This is amazing.
There's a complete room in here.
There's a complete room. All I need is a plasma TV and I'll be laughing.
Shall I try out the comfy
David,
seat?
It's getting the back of the...
In the back of the car. The it's quite car. Low, but I am sitting...
In an armchair.
There's a couple of ceramic got, dogs by
there's
the
There's a fireplace.
Fire.
There's, yeah. there's wallpaper.
It's a kind it's, of flock nice wallpaper.
And on the roof is a smoking chimney. I'm not making this up. There's a 3-foot-high smoking chimney billowing into London.
And we've got Chim Chim Chiru playing on the stereo in here. That's,
what's powering
PRS
the smoke?
For that.
It's all very complicated.
It's but actually I've smoking. Actually
managed
have you seen
to,
this?
I've actually managed to blow the radio up doing this, so I've got no absolute radio in there, sadly.
Right, we need to pick a winner. I mean...
Look, there's something sticking out the chimney.
Exactly. What's the thing?
Who have you got in there?
I've got my son in there.
What's he doing?
Well, you've shoved your son up the chimney. It's like the last 100 years never happened.
I think, to be honest, there's quite a clear winner this morning.
I think there is too.
David, I think we're in agreement. Do you want to do the honours? Who's going to be winning £1,500 and the trip across America with three friends?
I think it's got to be Dick Van Dyke from Wales here. Well done.
Excellent. Brilliant. Thanks ever so much.
What was your name again?
Nick.
Nick from Wales has won it. Paul, you should check this out on the website. This is quite extraordinary.
It's an amazing thing. Look at the detail. Even all over the van, he's got the papered bricks as well. Nick, you deserve it. Who are you going to be taking to America with you, sir?
Well, I'm not sure yet, actually.
What about your son that's trapped in the van
exactly,
at the moment working
let,
at all?
I could let him out, I suppose. Yeah, and take him.
Where is your son? I can't actually see another child. is he locked up in there?
Are you in breach of some European mandate? Yes.
I'll let him out this afternoon in time for the rugby.
Okay.
Well, listen, congratulations. You've got the £1,500 and a trip across America as well.
Thank you very much.
Well deserved.
Right. Let's go to the travel news now with Maggie Doyle. Just realised what we need here is we need the big old... It's Friday morning. It's Say of the Century. Richie, you happy to help us out there?
It's Friday morning, live from One Golden Square in London. It's Bid for the Bed for David Tennant's 15-year-old clanking wrought iron bed for children in need.
Very nice.
Thank you very much, Stuart Hall. So... Here's what we're doing then. David, please describe the bed you've had for the last 15 years.
Well, it's not a pretty piece. It's currently in the reception of Absolute Radio with signs over it saying, please do not sit on this, it's prone to collapsing. Which, you know, if we're honest, it's not in the finest neck.
But
it's 15 years old.
An incredible piece of memorabilia. It's an artifact.
Listen, the mattress is original. It's an artifact. It's wrought iron, we think. It might be some slightly lesser metal.
Yeah,
might be tin.
Alloy-based is the best we could say there. It's 15 years of hot DT loving.
Oh, yeah. The mattress is suspended on timber slats, which are not connected in any way.
Never get a job for QVC.
No,
you've been going, this bit of manky jewellery looks like it'll probably last about a month. Don't go to the ring with it.
I just want people to be aware of what they're bidding for. I mean, I think we've been quite upfront up to now.
You don't want to get someone knocking on your door in a couple of weeks' time. It's that guy from Rogue Traders with a running motorbike outside. All right, so at the moment then, the highest bidder by 9:30, so you've got, what, 35 minutes, the highest bidder, the money will all go to children in need. So at the moment, we've got an incredible £2,000 and one. £2,001 is what Fifi has taken us to at the moment. But I'm hoping by 9:30. Thank you very much for your generosity if you're going to try and bid for it. 0330-123-1215. 0330-123-1215. We've got the news and sport coming up next. Another round of You Can't Cheat.
The David Tennant Breakfast Show. And Christian O'Connell with British Gas. They can't stop the kids messing around with the thermostat, but they could fix your boiler in a one-off emergency. Even if you're not a customer, exclusions and conditions apply.
Absolute Radio.
Life's great at sonothedecade.com. You can also win some money. If you hear your name being read out, you've just got half an hour to give us a call. David, please, who are we looking for this morning to try and get
£200? We're told these names are randomly selected.
Every day
I've been here this week, There's been something of a comedy name. The first day, we completely unpronounceable.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we didn't manage to speak to a Wang. And today...
Which is rare for round here, because most days, you really will bump into one.
And today, I mean, I'm just staring at Johanna. I can say Johanna. Majander.
No.
If you asked me, Christian, I would have said to you Johanna Majander, and I wouldn't have made a fuss out of it, but you asked him.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, but I'm the one who's left for the job of reading the names out. Johanna, please call in and put us out of your misery. Your favourite track is Bring Me to Life by Evanescence. And you can, because we didn't speak to A. Wang yesterday, you can win £200.
Easy as that. And the number, DT?
It's 0330123151.
He's getting better at it.
Americans love space. So imagine our excitement when astronauts...
Absolute Radio. It's just gone 5 minutes past nine. So throughout today's show, we've been surprising some of you by giving you an early morning alarm call from David Tennant. And some of you weren't in. And we left messages. David left messages. And I guess it must be hard for people who are big fans. But you remember the Sausage Ladies?
How could I forget? Nicola and Pauline.
We got the original email that they sent?
Dear Christian, please could you ask David to give me and my friend Pauline a wake-up call as we will be late for work at a sausage factory. If you're lucky, we might get you some free samples. Would you like stuffing balls or sausages? One thing about the bed, does that include the naughty magazines under the bed as well? I know what you are like, David, and don't act innocent Christian. By the way, David, you should be the host from now on, not you.
Well, the Sausage Ladies have returned your call. Sausage Girls.
Hiya.
Hey there, so which one's this, Nicola or...
Pauline.
This is Nicola.
Hello, Nicola. Where's Pauline?
Hiya. She's gone into work now. I'm just going in now. I'm running a bit late.
Oh, well, you just tell them you were on the radio. That'll give... That's
yeah,
that'll excuse.
Be fine. They said it's all right.
Where is the factory?
It's in Enfield. It's Wolf Road. It's called Snowbird.
Okay. And is it posh sausages or is it sort of, you know, down the back of the freezer Iceland sausages?
It's all the
hey, listen,
that,
every little helps.
Every little helps.
Yeah.
Go on, sorry, yeah, Nicola.
It's all the cooked sausages you get in the party food, all stuff like that.
Oh, like baked beans and little sausages?
Yes,
oh,
that's it.
Oh, delicious. And healthy and nutritious as well, I suppose.
All major definitely. Food groups no doubt covered there. How long have you been working in the factory?
6 weeks.
And they let you have the radio on?
Yeah, of course they do. They listen to it every day.
What, they got this station on?
Yes, they have.
Oh, bless you. And you looking forward to seeing the doctor back in action this weekend?
I can't wait.
Oh, brilliant. Do you have to wear one of those attractive hair nets, Nicola?
Yes. Hey. You have to wear yellow ones for low risk, and you have to go, when you go to another place, you have to wear a different hair net. You have to wear special boots and everything.
I think that look would have made a good sort of Doctor Who baddie.
It might, yeah.
The Sausage Ladies.
Yeah, if the body
gets
with their stuffed balls.
What is the stuffed balls of which you talk?
Why are we asking? This is only going to get us some sort of end of the pier humour coming up now. Please tell us about your stuffed balls.
We've never had that on this show.
No, never. What are you doing, man?
What it is that, like you get sage and onion stuffing, that's what it is.
Oh, I see. Oh, so you're a big rush on that this time of year, I'd have thought.
Definitely. It's absolutely manic.
Yes.
Well, I know that David would love... in the post to get a special delivery of stuffed balls.
Just send them straight to Christian O'Connell and he'll look after them
I'd
for me.
I'd feel embarrassed. No, I'll give you his address and just send them straight there. Now, listen, thank you very much for returning a call. Have
a lovely
weekend.
I look forward to tasting your stuffed balls, Nicola. Get your hairnet on.
I will do. I'm just going down there.
All right. Listen, when you get to work and you're in all your garb, please get someone to take a picture and send it into us, okay? On 8/12/15, so we could see you in your garb at the factory, all right?
Okay, will do.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot for
calling. Thanks, Nicola.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Absolute Radio. It's just coming up for 9:15. So, DT, what will you be doing this weekend when everyone else is watching the show? Will you be sat around the TV?
I'm sure I probably will, yeah. I mean, it's churlish not to, isn't it?
Yeah. And do you get a sense of nervousness as it comes around? You think, I hope everyone likes it.
Do you know
it?
What I do, actually? And it feels, no matter how many times you've seen it before, when it goes out live to the nation, it feels different.
And what will happen? Will you start to get the texts from sort of family and friends sort of reviewing it for you?
I hope so, yeah.
So the worst thing is if no one bothers
silence.
You. I'm not sending anything there over the weekend.
Yeah.
Okay. I liked McCoy. Sylvester McCoy, I thought, would have done this better.
Better in the 80s.
And Richie, what are you going to be doing this weekend?
Watching it.
Oh, I didn't get a shout like that. It wasn't like an inquisition.
No, I like that. It was perky and enthusiastic.
You know what I've got planned this weekend?
What's that?
Lois, my youngest daughter, it's her birthday party.
Uh-huh.
Right, Sunday, there are 15 under 4-year-olds coming around.
Ooh, good luck.
Yeah, that's what I've got waiting.
For the big disco ball you put up.
The mirror ball is ready for the kids. I'll be cranking out the greatest hits of High School Musical will be on repeat all afternoon.
How long is the party? How long have you got? Because that's a high-pressure couple of
hours.
Here's
what happens, right? You get the mums or the dads, right, knocking on the door, and they go, here's Larry or Barry, whoever they're dropping off, and then they disappear. They go, we'll see you. It's 4 o'clock, isn't it? So then you're just jumping the chance of these hyperactive kids running around going berserk, touching my stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Touching my stuff is what they'd be doing as well. So the party's for about 3 hours.
Three? That's tough.
Yeah.
That is tough high crowd. Intensity.
Tough crowd.
Tough crowd.
Tough
yeah.
crowd. Yeah, so that's me. Talking of High School Musical, who do we got on the show next Friday? Another big star like DT.
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. Is he coming in?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Wow, all that's right, quite A-list.
Yeah, I know, seriously. You've yeah. Now we've got you, it's Raise the Game.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Well, that announced McGowan. Charms and Scenes. You will need those as well if you want to have your guess. Have you got the lucky dice? Mug of Destiny?
Mug of Destiny is a shaking and a sugarling.
What's a sugarling?
It's a Scottish word for shaking.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
0330 123 1215 for your guesses now. 0330 123 1215 for your guesses. You can't cheat. Question number three. I did it twice. Who am I? 16 minutes past nine. Here's Maggie Doyle with the travel. The Stereophonics, and they're live on Tuesday's breakfast show. They're going to do four songs for us. Kelly Jones is going to come in live with the boys. And Monday morning on the show, we'll give away some tickets for you to come and join us and see them, watch them on the in the zoo. Right now, though, we need our third answer to this question. I did it twice. Who am I on You Can't Cheat? The reason why I've come up to this is because most people, you've got the Mug of Destiny?
Yes, the Dungeons & Dragons 10-sided dice is ready to go.
Would it be a 10-sided die, though, if it's 10?
Yes, it would. It'd be
yes,
a die.
Yeah.
Richie's nodding smugly in the corner.
Yeah. And it's slightly odd. It actually looks like we're in some sort of kids' toy shop right now. There's Doctor Who stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Isn't it? A 4-foot inflatable Dalek who is inflated but sadly somewhat semi...
flaccid?
Yeah. He is a bit flaccid
it's
on the...
It's just on like the, he's having some problems
arm,
there.
Yeah,
on the sucker
he's
arm.
He's got a flaccid sucker.
And so many of you will be saying that this weekend. So we're doing back to You Can't Cheat. We're doing You Can't Cheat. We're trying to make this Google-proof. So even if you type these questions into Google, they won't help you, which is why there's no right answer so far to this question. I did it twice. Who am I? David, spin the dice of destiny. Which line are we going for to take only one guess?
Oh, it's on the floor. It's on the floor. Hang on. It's line one.
Line one. Good morning, Francis, in Southgate.
Morning, Christian. Morning, David.
Morning, Francis.
How's your week been so far, Frankie boy?
A bit slow, but it's Friday now.
Yeah, what do you do for a living?
I work for CO2 Gas. We deliver all the gas to all the sellers of all the pubs in London and South East.
Well, listen, so have you got the answers to the previous two questions that have been guessed right?
I do.
Okay, what was roughly 3,200 kilos?
It was the weight in gold in the film Italian Job.
That's right. Any Michael Caine impression again?
Hold on. I've got an idea.
Michael Caine with severe sinusitis. Brilliant.
Michael Caine just wafted through the studio
yeah.
there.
Where's
gave
David
us that line
Tennant
and he's
gone?
Off again.
Yeah. 7, 9, 18, what's next and why? What's that one, Francis?
25, and it's the birthday of the Beatles.
Brilliant.
That's right, yeah. There was George Harrison as well.
More a Liam or Noel. Oh, and Michael, probably nearer to Michael Caine than the previous one. You can be right with that American accent and that pilot.
I'm just pumping up for Alistair McGowan next week.
Oh, thank you so much. And now we need the answer to this one. I did it twice. Who am I?
I think it's Evander Holyfield.
And the reason why?
Because he beat Mike Tyson twice.
How long have you had this answer? Have you been listening to this played this week and thinking, I've got this, I've got to get through?
All week, basically.
And you know I'm a huge boxing fan.
I do.
And the dice selected you. Francis! I don't know how you've done it, but it's the wrong answer.
Thank you.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist it.
Oh.
Have a top weekend, Francis. Thanks for joining.
Thank you, Christian. Thank you.
There'll be another chance on Monday morning at 7:45. Right, so that's green.
Run into the microphone there.
Yeah.
A bit late there, Christian.
Sorry, we were busy.
End of the week, is it?
We were busy arguing about some events that may or not have happened last night. We don't really have time to go into.
Well, we might have to examine that before the end of the show.
Okay. Last night, okay.
Yeah. When it says prone to collapse on the bed downstairs, everyone's thinking, oh, he's had the bed so long, it's prone to collapse. It was fine before last night.
No, it wasn't. Do you remember when we were moving it yesterday? We looked at it, Richie, and we played around with it, and that thing was ready to break.
Oh, dilapidated, wasn't it? The slats hardly fit in, Christian.
And Richie said to me, David's done this for one reason, so he's too tight to pay for the council to come round or get a skip.
How many people We've just found out, faithful listener, how many people climbed on the bed last night at some corporate do happening at the station?
Okay, last night, you know, I hosted like this rock and roll sort of trivia night for British Gas, who sponsored the show.
Right.
And at the end of it, about 5 to 9, they're obviously well trolleyed.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, do you think we could have a photo on by David's bed? It was the phrase, by David's bed. Okay,
yes.
And I said, of course you can, dear show sponsor. I'm not going to go, oh, no, no, no. I said, we're doing this for the kids. Children need, okay?
Yeah, children in need. Children in need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they all went downstairs. And I said,
it's currently worth £2,001. I'd just like to point that out to the listeners.
I said, I will see you down at reception. So I got my bag and when I got down there, I can only describe it as like a kids' party.
Uh-huh.
There was about 10 people on the bed and everyone else crowded around it.
Yeah.
And I said to them, you need to get off that bed. It's for children in need.
They did you, though, Christian? Hmm? Or were you... Was it some kind of... Hmm? Were you forming some kind of Red Arrow's pyramid on top of this bed?
Happily married man. Maybe that's what's happened previously in the last 15 years with that bed. We will never know.
Never been more than two people on that bed prior
and
to last
night.
I'm
afraid there was some mild creaking. And then I'm afraid it did become a little bit loose in its moorings. Oh. And there was a bit of a creak.
So British Gas broke the bed, is that what you're saying?
It's 9:33 on Absolute Radio. I will never, ever turn on the show sponsor, David. How dare you? How dare you?
I think we'd better get British Gas on the phone, don't you?
I don't think this is about whatever happened last night, okay?
Well,
I think it's more about what kind of actor would give us a broken bed and a health hazard.
The actor who'd like to make £2,001 for children in need.
Well, if you buy this bed, your children will be in need because there's a great big spike.
Don't try and make it sound like I've done a bad thing. Because you were doing Natasha Kinski on the bed last night. Parallel bars on the headboard.
We have one of the people that was mainly there was one person.
Oh yes,
I have to be honest, a big hefty guy.
Okay,
right, who did most of the breaking, called Dean, and I think he's actually on the line. Dean from British Gas, good morning.
Good morning,
Dean.
Have you
got a clear head this morning, Dean?
Well, the morning after the night before, it seems like some people's memories have become a little bit foggy.
Oh, what's Christian not being what's unspecific in Christian's memory, Dean? Enlighten
us. Unbelievable.
I think it's fair to say that the bed had been fairly well used before it arrived at the Absolute Radio.
Oh, steady on,
yeah,
Dean.
Yeah, I'd say that, seriously. Who knows what kind of casting bed that's been over the years.
Oh!
You want to roll in Doctor Who? Oh, Mr. David.
I don't take casting approval. Going on, Dean.
Well, I was wondering about you and Russell. Dean, sorry.
Having said that, I think... With the 10 people on the bed, Christian, it was okay until you jumped on it.
Oh,
Dean,
I see.
Dean.
This is corporate irresponsibility now, Dean.
Dean. I love British Gas. First of all, can I just say that? Dean, we are going to fall out. If I don't remember being any... I was by that bed. I said, listen, guys, get off that bed. It's for children in need. Let's help the kids tomorrow morning. Please, everyone, get off.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody said that. I just didn't recall that it was actually you at the time. What we would love to do, because at British Gas, we're going mad for children in need at the moment.
That's
we
good.
Are doing lots of team events and lots of...
I saw that last night, the old team drinking and then the team breaking the bed. Yeah, no, lots of team events.
Gymnastics, I'm hearing.
Hosted by yourself.
Yes, that's right, yes.
But we would like to offer £5,000 for the bed, because we think it's a special bed, but it's also for a special cause.
Hey, well done, Dean and British Gas.
Dean.
Good news.
That's very, very kind of you, and I know the guilt of all those people breaking that last night has gone some way to getting the chequebook out. That's very, very kind of
well
you.
Done,
That's a
Dean.
Huge offer. You now have the naked bed.
Of which we'll be very proud owners. I'm not quite sure how we're going to use that in our office.
I think you've got a thing to play with it. Whenever you have like a team night out, team bonding, get on the bed and break it. It's a good team bonding experience. You all seem to be enjoying it.
Just
last
get
night.
Healthcare sorted out before you get into that.
Exactly. Dean, the bed is yours.
Thank you very, very much.
I mean, what an amazing thing to say at the end of the week. You now own David Tennant's bed, Dean.
Well, we would be delighted if Doctor Who would deliver it.
He does that. I mean, if his gig in America doesn't work out, he's going to open up his own tenants removal company, Dean. I think Dean's still a little bit squeaky from last night when he knackered that bed, of course. Well, Dean, well done, and thank you very much to British Gas for stumping up £5,000 for a great charity, Children in Need. Thank you very much, Dean.
Well done, Dean. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. Dean, they're a liar. Quarter to ten. We are lucky enough to be joined on the line now by Johanna Mahunja.
Johanna Mahunja, how are you?
Hello.
Hey, are we pronouncing your name right?
Johanna
Mayanda.
That's it. We were almost there.
Nearly. It was the Johanna that was tripping us up.
Yeah. Johanna, listen, you won £200. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Well done.
Thank you very much for telling us about your favourite songs of the decade. You went for Evanescence in the end. Bring Me to Life.
Yes, I did.
All right. You're a big fan, are you?
I am, yes.
Top stuff. Well, what are you going to do with the cash? Are you going to go out this weekend or a bit Christmas shopping?
I'm going on my honeymoon tomorrow, so perfect timing.
Oh, congratulations.
What a great bit. I'm so glad we got to speak to you before the time ran out.
Yeah, no, I've tried to call for ages.
Yeah, and where are you going on your honeymoon?
Egypt.
Fantastic. You off to the Red Sea?
Sorry? Yeah, we're going to Sharm el-Sheikh.
Sharm el-Sheikh, great. You can do all the snorkelling out there.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, listen, congratulations on being married. And what's your husband's name?
Paul George.
Wait, Paul George? You're big Beatles fans, his parents?
Sorry?
Poor old Ringo. And they never got a look in there. Well, listen, have a lovely honeymoon, OK?
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Hey, that's OK.
But from Evanescence, one rock legend, to another.
Yeah, this is, it's been a strange couple of days. It's been great fun, but this has got quite random at times. And what we're about to do next, there's no easy way to set this up. I'll just have to get into it. We were playing this earlier, right, from 1985 for Cheesy Listening, where we always play something cheesy after 7:30 news.
Hey,
David picked this
one.
This is a great song.
Don't diss it up. Don't use the word cheesy too much.
Right, and I was looking on Wikipedia, and I don't know if this was just Wikipedia, because we can all edit Wikipedia and put anything in, but Redbox had a follow-up album, and they had another song to Lean On Me called For America. And apparently the great British actor Anthony Head sang backing vocals on it.
Well, allegedly, according to Wikipedia.
So we can't leave a huge rumour like that hanging in the air. It could be one of these urban myths that poor Mr. Head gets asked about in interviews from now on, you know. And so David, because he's one of the most connected people in showbiz, has managed to get hold of poor Anthony Head to speak to us. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, and David's with us.
Tony, good morning, I didn't know you were a rock legend in your spare time.
I don't know that I'm a rock legend, but I did dabble.
Did you? Were you a session singer?
Yeah, I did. In fact, I'm on the cheesy one, too.
Are you?
Are you on Lean On Me?
Yeah.
This gets even better. Oh. Wikipedia, Richie, we need to update Wikipedia there.
Edit it.
Give the man credit. He's on Lean On Me as well. So how did this happen?
I can't, you know, it's weird, because in the last, I don't know, 6 months, I've done a few interviews, and this one, this has come up a couple of times, and it's like, oh, well, obviously, it's Redbox's time for resurgence. But I think it was amazing. I was doing a few backing sessions at the time, just through friends. I just love singing, and just kind of joined in. And it was a good way of earning money. not an awful lot.
So are you part of the PRS? So as we're playing this now, will you get a couple of quid?
I suppose so.
Hey, good!
Because I played it more than 30 seconds, that counts as a play. So, you know, there'll be a check coming in the next couple of days for you, Anthony.
Hurrah!
Are you still in touch with them? What are Redbox doing now?
No, I haven't heard of them for years. I mean, it was literally, because I used to do quite a lot of sessions for mates, but this was a friend of a...
Right.
And I did a track on the Bandage Together album.
Brilliant.
A cover of Turn the World Around. And I was in your neck of the woods last night. Your old neck of the woods. We were turning on the lights in Cardiff.
Oh, you with the Maryland crew?
Yeah.
Ah, brilliant.
Funny how they didn't bother asking David to come back. They're glad to see the back of him.
No, he's just moved on. You see, that's it. Literally, once you
went for the
city,
new wave, went for the wave in the end.
They can't wait to see the back of you. You see,
that's showbiz.
It's all
isn't
about
it?
Maryland now.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The youth. Oh,
you're
dear.
Doing a play, Tony, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing six degrees of Separation at the Old Vic, which will be excellent.
Are you rehearsing now?
No, we start at the end of November.
Very good.
I guess like old Lovey's reunited at the moment, isn't it? You must come and see my...
No, to avoid disappointment on that one, I'd say.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, Anthony, have you you must still have the pipes, the lungs. Can we hear a bit of you singing?
Oh, no, that's a mean thing to do.
That is a really mean thing to do.
Yeah, but now, all right, never do you not want to hear him sing Lean On Me?
What, you can you remember what, very, very remember what you had to do?
I tell you what, I'd rather do Lean On Me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me.
Oh, brilliant. God. Kind of lovey band aid there. That couldn't get any
we
more random.
We should form a band. I'm getting used to us wearing headphones. And, you know.
Anthony, thank you very much for that. Seriously, have a lovely weekend. Good luck with Merlin, okay? And good luck in your play.
Thank you very much.
Great good to talk to you. See you soon.
Take care, David.
That was just it started off odd and it ended beautifully with him singing Lean On Me at the end. He's got a very good voice.
Yeah.
Oh, that was brilliant. All right, then this will be the last song you introduce.
No.
I know. It's Thin Lizzy, Whiskey in the Jar. I'll let you do the honours.
Really?
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy?
Yeah.
We've come all this way.
Thin Lizzy's a great Lizzy song.
We couldn't finish with
this
a Proclaimer.
I'm sorry, this is the man that
Three
rolled
days
up.
I haven't had a single Proclaimers track played.
Well, I mean, on Wednesday you thought it was okay to play Lionel Richie. Right, Richie, come around here. What Proclaimers one? Okay, I'll let you pick up
whatever you've got. Any of them, they're all good. I'm on the way. How about I'm on my way? You'll have that in your...
yeah, let's have a look. See if we've got them on my way.
Deck.
No.
Yeah,
we have.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a live track if I'm on my way. You never know if it's... No, you know, it's like sometimes...
What else you got? I'd see they'd never let me see the screen, listeners, in
right.
3 days.
We've I've got the long haul, side. Letter from America. I'm going to be...
No, that's too obvious.
King of the Road.
King of the Road. There we go.
Are you happy with
as
that?
I head out on the road from Absolute Radio. I've had a wonderful time. And this, listeners, is the Proclaimers, the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show, the David Tennant Breakfast Show, signing off with the Proclaimers and King of the Road. Press the button. Oh, I'm never coming back.
Sorry,
coming back.
Sorry, no. My mistake is the button pusher. So sorry. Do it again. Sorry, I've cleared up an admin error there, Mr. Tennant. I'm very, very sorry. Off you go.
I did a really good. I really
so
got
sorry.
Up to that.
I'm so sorry. It's just a slight mistake there.
Absolute actually. Radio. I hope this is the Proclaimers and King of the Road. Rounding off the David Tennant Breakfast Show.
Well, DT, we've enjoyed having you over the last three days.
I've had a blast.
Have you really enjoyed it?
I've really enjoyed myself. I really have, yeah.
Has it? What's changed since when it first came in on Wednesday morning now? Was it what you thought it would be?
Well, the coffee got better.
Thank God for that, Richie. Yeah. Well done with the coffee making.
Started off with some kind of instant nonsense.
I'm sorry about that.
It took a bit of getting Richie in line.
Easier than you thought, isn't it, really?
I just sit in this corner and talk rubbish whenever you point at me.
No, that's exactly what we do. Well, listen, DT, we'll see you Sunday night, BBC One, 7 o'clock. It's part one of the three-parter. Then the other two are
Christmas
Eve.
Day, we think, and probably around the new year. But check your Christmas Radio Times for details.
And St. Trinian's is out.
December 18th.
Look at you, you're a busy boy.
Oh, I'm all over the place.
Good luck with the pilot in America.
Thanks very much, yeah.
I hope it works out.
You can come and visit. I'll let you try the pool.
Thank you very, very much. Everybody, DT's done a great job this week.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
If you missed any of it, you can listen to the podcast. They're all up there at absoluteradio.co.uk. We're back Monday morning, and we'll be giving you the chance to come and see the Proclaimers live. The Stereophonics.
That would be good.
The Stereophonics are live on Tuesday's Breakfast Show. Thank you very much. Thanks for all your emails for David and all your calls. We tried to get as many of them as possible. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll see you Monday morning. Have a top weekend.
The David Tennant Breakfast Show. Christian O'Connell with British Gas.